The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 5, text number 27, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 17th, 2007, in New Gokula, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 5, text number 27. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ityetat punyam akhyanam ambarishasya bhupate sankirtayan nanudhyadyan bhakto bhagavato bhavet. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who chants this narration, or even thinks of this narration about the activities of Maharaj Ambarish, certainly becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur herein gives a very good example. When one is very eager for more and more money, he is not satisfied even when he is a millionaire or a multimillionaire, but wants to earn more and more money by any means. The same mentality is present in a devotee. The devotee is never satisfied thinking, this is the limit of my devotional service. The more he engages in the service of the Lord, the more service he wants to give. This is the position of a devotee. Maharaj Ambarish, in his family life, was certainly a pure devotee, complete in every respect, because his mind and all his senses were engaged in devotional service. Savai manak Krishna padaravindayor pachangshi vaikunta gunanu varnane. Maharaj Ambarish was self-satisfied because all of his senses were engaged in devotional service. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatpadatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchate. Nonetheless, although Maharaj Ambarish had engaged all his senses in devotional service, he left his home and went to the forest to concentrate his mind fully at the lotus feet of Krishna, exactly as a mercantile man, even though complete in wealth, tries to earn more and more. The mentality of getting more and more engaged in devotional service puts one in the most exalted position. Whereas on the karma platform, the mercantile man who wants more and more money becomes increasingly bound and entangled. The devotee becomes increasingly liberated.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sataitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha.
So, this is the most wonderful narration of Maharaj Ambarish. It is such a powerful narration that simply if you think about this narration, you will become a pure devotee of the Lord. So, whether we think about Krishna, or we think about the pure devotees of Krishna, we get the same benefit. We achieve pure devotional service, which is the aim of the human form of life. We are not meant to rot in this material existence. Taking birth after birth after birth in the 8,400,000 species. We are meant to master the art of absorbing ourselves 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. So that at the time of our passing out of this body, we will be purely absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. And thus be guaranteed entrance into His transcendental kingdom. Srila Prabhupada has quoted Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here. About the amazing quality of the pure devotees and the amazing quality of pure devotional service itself. The point is that Maharaj Ambarish was already a completely pure devotee. But still he wanted to increase his Krishna consciousness even more. In this material world, we have various types of enjoyment. In the categories of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But how much can you eat before you become filled up and lose your appetite? How much sex somebody can have before they become satiated and lose their appetite? How much sleeping someone can do before they get tired of sleeping? These material propensities, they give some sense of enjoyment. But there's always a limit to that. One reaches a certain point where one says no more. It can be the most delicious food that you've ever eaten. They give you one plate, you eat that. They give you another plate and you finish that one. But they come to give you a third plate, you say, no, no. Because material enjoyment is always limited. And then what? Then if the, once the enjoyment is gone, then what do you do to enjoy? Punak punash charvita charvananam. One can try to squeeze some more pleasure out of that material enjoyment. But there's no more enjoyment left. But if one comes to the transcendental realm of devotional service, even if you achieve the perfection of Krishna consciousness, even if you're on the highest level of spiritual perfection, like Maharaj Ambarish, you can still increase your transcendental bliss even more. This is the nature of transcendental happiness. It has no satiation point. Satiation means when you're satisfied, you don't want any more. So this is the unique contribution of the Krishna consciousness movement to the suffering world. We are teaching the people how to enjoy unlimitedly. The trouble is they don't believe it could be true. Therefore they remain entangled in so-called happiness. If they could simply put their faith in our words, then we could make the whole world Krishna conscious. Because we have a better program, there's no doubt. Brahma saukyam dvanantam. We have unlimited happiness that goes on increasing unlimitedly forever. There's nobody in the material world that can offer this. I don't care where you go in the material world, you can't get this. We are recently preaching in a beautiful tropical island in the South Seas. Taviyuni. Called Taviyuni. They say that you do not know what green is until you have gone to Taviyuni. It's so beautiful and wonderful there. The mangoes and papayas are growing wild on the trees. There's beautiful Pacific beaches and beautiful sunrises and fresh air, and it's so wonderful. Flowers everywhere. But the people there, they want to immigrate to Australia. So they can get a car and an apartment and work hard and have a job and make some money. You see, even in that paradisical atmosphere, they are still not satisfied. The point is, you cannot be happy in this material world. Do you know what is the topmost position of enjoyment in this material world?
Ar jūs žinot, kas yra galutinis taškas materialų malonumo šitam pasaulyje?
Do you know what is the topmost position of enjoyment in this material world?
Ar tu žinai, kas yra galutinis taškas materialų?
That is to be Lord Brahma.
Tai yra viešpats Brahma.
Lord Brahma is the chief of all the gods of this, demigods of this world, you see.
Viešpats Brahma is pagrindinis tarp visų gyvų būtybių ir pusdievių šitam pasaulyje.
So if you can become Lord Brahma, then you have the best facility for enjoyment here, you see.
Jeigu jūs būsit viešpats Brahma, jūs turėsit visus galimybės tenkintis.
But what does Krishna say?
Bet ką Krishna sako?
He says, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna mam upechita kaunteya punar janmana vidyate. Do you know the Sanskrit?
Arjuna Sanskrita?
Do you know the meaning, Sanskrit meaning?
Arjuna prasmeshita bhasma.
It means from the highest planet in this material world, all the way from the planet of Lord Brahma down to Patala Loka. Every single place in this material world is a place of misery. But then Krishna gives us, that's the negative side, you see. Krishna is saying, forget it, you'll never enjoy here in this place. It's a rotten place.
Krishna sako, pamirškit, tai šitam materialiam pasauliui tai yra kančia.
I don't care if you're in Taviuni, I don't care if you're in America, I don't care where you are, you'll always be miserable here.
Nesvarbu, kur jūs būsit, ar Amerikoje, ar Britanijoje, Taivanyje, ar dar kažkur, tai čia vis tiek jūs nerasit laimės.
So that's the bad news, see? You cannot be happy in this material world. But then Krishna gives the good news also. That one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, punar janmana vidyate, he never takes birth again. So why should we foolishly try to keep squeezing pleasure out of these material senses? Why should we foolishly try to keep squeezing pleasure out of these material senses? Squeezing. Is it?
Kodėl mes kvailai bandom išgauti kažkokį tos pasitenkinimą iš šito materialų pasaulio?
Do you think that's a very intelligent program?
Ar jūs galvojat, kad tai yra labai protingas planas?
To try to squeeze some pleasure out of these senses. The eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the belly, the genitals. Is that a very intelligent program to try to squeeze pleasure out of this bag of mucus, bile, air, blood, bones and stool? Of course not. It's stupid. To try to squeeze pleasure out of this bag? There's nothing more foolish. So why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep trying to enjoy these senses? It's time we wake up and say, what's going on here? I'm really not this body, you know? I'm really the eternal servant of God. So let me wake up and engage in Krishna consciousness. Because as Krishna says, punar janmana vidyate, he never takes birth again. So that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. We want to encourage you to become a self-realized being. We have nothing to take from you. Except for one thing. We want to rob your heart. of all this, all the anxieties.
You see? Jūsų visus problemas.
We want to, just like a pickpocket, he steals the money, you see?
Kada vagis, jis vogė, reiškia, pinigus iš kišenės.
The spiritual master wants to rob your heart and take all the anxieties away. And replace those anxieties with the greatest wealth.
Ir apmainyti, reiškia, apmainyti tos rūpiščius ir, reiškia, pačių didžiausių įdėti į tą patį vietą, pačius didžiausius.
Pure love of God.
Yra meilė Viešpačiui.
There's a very nice verse somewhere in the Puranas.
Puranas yra nuostabus posmas.
That verse goes like this. It's very easy to find a guru who can take your money.
Labai lengvai surasti guru, kuris paims jūsų pinigus.
Such gurus are a dime a dozen in the modern day world who take your money, see? Dime a dozen? Actually, I had one such guru before I met Prabhupada. You know what he did? He charged me what was 1 month's rent, what I had to pay for my rent for one whole month. I had to give.
Jis prašė iš mane tiek, kiek man reikėjo užmokėti už būtą.
I had to give 1 month's worth of rent money to pay for my initiation.
Kad gauti iš jo iniciaciją, aš turėjau visą savo mokesčių už mano būtą užmokėti jam.
And he gave me a mantra.
Ir jis davė man mantrą.
Aing, 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 aing.
Tokį mantrą.
So I was going, aing, aing, aing. And what happened? Did I see the light? Did I see God? Did I become God? I saw the light, all right. I realized he cheated me. He ripped me off. So I was a little frustrated. The so-called guru, he robbed me of my money. Gave me nothing of any value except aing, aing, aing. But because I was sincere to find the bona fide guru, you see. By the grace of Krishna, I came in contact with the bona fide guru.
And
that bona fide guru is also described in the Puranas. You see, that bogus guru, he takes your money. But the bona fide guru, what does he take? He takes away all your anxiety. So that's how you can tell who is your actual guru, you see. The one who, by hearing and following his teachings, that's the real guru, the one who, by hearing and following his teachings, you become completely free of anxiety. When you can find that person who takes away all your anxieties, you see. Not temporarily, you see, but permanently. When you find that person who can permanently destroy all of your anxiety for all eternity, then you have met your spiritual master. So what you should do? Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Krishna tells you what you should do.
Krishna sako, ką mes turim daryti.
You should inquire from him submissively.
Mes nuolankiai turim klausti, klausinėti.
You should render service to him, surrendering fully at his lotus feet.
Mes turim atlikti atsidavimą tarnystę, iš tikrųjų mes turim atsiduoti visiškai jo lotus feet.
Because such a self-realized soul, he can impart knowledge of God to you.
Todėl kad tokį save suvokusį sielą jis gali duoti jums dvasinės žinias.
How can he do that?
Ir kaip jis tai daro?
Because he himself has personally realized God.
Todėl kad jis asmeniškai suvokė viešpatį.
Because he has realized God, he can teach you how to become God-realized also. This Krishna consciousness process that Prabhupada has given us, it is not artificial, it is not imitation. This process is genuine. If you follow this process, I can guarantee you absolutely.
Jeigu jūs laikysitės šio proceso, aš garantuoju jum, kad jūs absoliučiai.
I can completely guarantee you that you will see God.
Aš garantuoju, visiškai garantuoju, kad jūs pamatysite Viešpatį.
You will see Krishna everywhere.
Jūs matysite Krishna visur.
Within your heart and everywhere all around you.
Savo širdyje ir visur, kas supa jūsų aplinkui.
Premanjana charito bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shama shundaram chit yugana svarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. You see? When your heart becomes anointed, actually, when your eyes become anointed with the salve of love of God, then you will see Krishna everywhere, within your heart and everywhere, all over the world. How is it possible to see Krishna everywhere? Actually, everything is the energy of Krishna. So there is nowhere that Krishna is not present. The whole existence is the manifestation of Krishna. So when you become Krishna conscious, you see Krishna in everything and everything within Krishna. So we are inviting you to take this process very seriously now. After coming in contact with this bona fide knowledge of the Absolute Truth, one should dedicate one's life to trying to understand it perfectly and implement it perfectly.
Mes turim pasistengti priimti šitą procesą tobulai ir stengtis pritaikyti tobulai.
That will make us unlimitedly happy. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Dabar aš prašysiu užduoti klausimus. Drąsiau gal vakarykščias pratimas gal drąsiau šiandien.
Kokia ta paslaptis, kur Vaša sakė, pasakys, kurie bus čia šiandien?
Yesterday you said that today you will speak something very secretly. What you mean?
So, I promised yesterday I'd reveal some top secret knowledge. So, that top secret knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. Raja Vidya Rajaguhyam. Rajaguhyam means the topmost secret.
Rajaguhyam reiškia aukščiausias paslaptis.
So that secret knowledge is
šitas paslaptingas žinojimas yra
that you actually have an eternal identity in the spiritual world.
Kad jūs turit amžiną, reiškia, padėtį dvasiniam pasaulį.
Right now you are dreaming that you're a young Lithuanian girl, isn't it?
Dabar jūs mėgat kaip mažiuką mergaitė iš Lietuvos.
Don't you dream you're a young Lithuanian girl?
Ar sapne sapnuojat, kad jūs maža mergaitė iš Lietuvos?
But actually that is a dream.
Bet iš tikrųjų tai yra mega sapnas.
You have nothing to do with this. It's simply a costume on the stage of material nature. And you are simply an actress playing the role of a young Lithuanian girl. You see? But when the curtain closes and the play comes to an end, what does the actor do? He takes off the makeup and the costume and he goes home. He winds up his acting business for the evening and he goes home to his normal activities. So right now you're playing on the stage of this material nature as a young Lithuanian girl. But when you finish up your acting business, then you will go home and be your actual self once again. In the eternal pastimes of Krishna. There you have your actual identity. You might be a gopi. You might be a cowherd boy. You might be a flower. You might be a bird. Or you might be a flute. All of the different identities in the spiritual world, they are all human beings. They are all human beings. They all possess human consciousness. Just like Kalindi, she becomes the goddess Kalindi, she becomes a river, Jamuna. So she has her form as the beautiful young cowherd girl, a beautiful young goddess, Kalindi. And she also has her form at the Jamuna River. So in this way, every single, even the flute is actually a person, but he's taken the form of a flute to serve Krishna in that particular way. So when you have finished up your business act as an actress in this material world, then you will go back to your original eternal identity in the pastimes of the Lord. So this is the most secret of all secrets. And now it has been revealed to you. So now my question is this of you. Are you ready to go back to your eternal identity? Or do you want to continue playing the actress in this material world? That is my question of you. I want to hear your answer. Tell me.
I don't know.
You don't know? She's trying to avoid answering it. You don't know what you want? When it comes to your meal time, do you know what you like to eat?
laikas pavalgyti, ar tu nežinai, ką tu nori valgyti?
When your meal is offered, do you say, well, I can't eat because I don't know what I want to eat?
Kada tau pasiūlo pavalgyti, tu nesakai, o aš nevalgysiu, todėl kad aš nežinau, ką aš noriu valgyti.
Therefore, I will not eat because I don't know what I want to eat.
Todėl aš nevalgysiu, todėl kad aš nežinau, ką aš noriu valgyti.
Will you say that when your meal is served? Well, I'm not going to eat because I don't know what I want to eat. No, you will eat something. I guarantee you will eat something. When breakfast is served today, you will eat something, I guarantee you. Because you can't say, I don't know what I want to eat, therefore I'm not going to eat. So you will make a choice when it comes to breakfast. It's unavoidable. You will make a choice what you want to eat. And in the same way, you're also making a choice whether to stay here or whether to go back to Godhead. By your every thought, your every word, and your every action, you're actually making the choice what you want.
Kada tu galvoji, kada tu kalbi, arba kada tu veiki, tu kiekvieną sik darai, reiškia, pasirinki, kaip tau veikti.
If you fully surrender yourself to Guru and Krishna, then you're choosing to go back to Godhead.
Jeigu tu pasirinki tarnauti Guru ir Krishna, tu pasirinki sugrįžti atgal pas Krishna.
And if you're not ready to surrender to Guru and Krishna, you know what you're choosing?
Bet jeigu tu nenori pasirinki atsidavimą Krishna ir Guru, ką tu pasirinki?
Continue acting different roles in this material world. So you may say you don't know. But I can see by what you do that you're actually choosing one thing or the other. Actions speak louder than words. If I see you surrendering to Krishna, then I know you're choosing to go back to Godhead. And if I see that you're not surrendering to Krishna, then I will know that you're choosing to remain in this material existence. Krishna gave Arjuna the free choice.
Krishna davė Arjuna irgi laisvą pasirinkimą.
So Krishna is also giving you the free choice.
Krishna tau irgi davė pasirinkimą laisvę.
Now that you've heard this philosophy, you can do what you like.
Krishna sako, dabar tu išgirdai visą tą filosofiją, dabar tu gali pasielgti.
You're free. You're free. You can do what you want. You can stay here or you can go back to Godhead. So now we will see what your choice is. Any other questions? Yeah.
It's topmost secret, but someone might think that I have heard this again and again, so how is it topmost secret?
Jūs sakėt, kad tai yra pats aukščiausias paslaptis, bet mes girdim, kažkas tai gali pasakyti, mes girdim tai vėl, tai koks čia aukščiausias tikslas?
Well, I can tell you this.
Aš galiu pasakyti.
If you don't realize that it's the topmost secret, it means you haven't really heard it yet.
Jeigu jūs nesuvokit, kad tai yra paslaptis,
simply bounced off your brain.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs taip ir nesuvokit, kad jūs taip ir neišgirdot, kad šitą paslaptį. Tai tiesiog vibravo jūsų.
It has not penetrated to the innermost core of your being.
Tai net nepalietė jūsų kaip būtybė visiškai.
Because actually when you realize what this knowledge is, you will understand it is the most secret of all secrets. The fact is we tell everybody, we go out and tell everyone, you know, we give out these books, but people hear it, but it doesn't penetrate their brains.
Tas, kad mes važiuojam visur ir visiems suteikim galimybę, mes platinam knygas, bet žmonės...
Because of the covering cloud of Maya.
Todėl, kad Maya iliuzija, kaip reiškia, debesis...
The sun, the brilliant sun always remains a secret. Even though it is shining brilliantly in the sky. What does the owl do? He closes his eyes. You see. So for him, the sun remains a secret. So, who has other questions now?
Trouble the spiritual master takes in initiation, and what does the disciple get from the spiritual?
The trouble that the spiritual master takes is all of the disciples' karma actually is passed through the spiritual master. He absorbs the karma of his disciples. Of course, he then passes it on to his guru and goes all the way up to Krishna, who ultimately destroys it. Sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. But because it passes through the spiritual master, he sometimes has to suffer sickness or some bad dreams. And the spiritual master is also obliged to take birth again if any of his disciples don't go back to Godhead. So it's actually a very, very big act of kindness of the spiritual master to accept someone as a disciple. Are you initiated? See, the spiritual master, he takes a very, very big burden to, on behalf of Krishna, to bless the student with Krishna consciousness. Actually, there's no greater act of love than for the guru to accept the disciple as his eternal son or daughter. It is the greatest act of love, the greatest sacrifice. And what the disciple gets is he gets shelter. He becomes protected from the material nature. The disciple gets a ticket back to home, back to Godhead. All he has to do is be obedient to his guru. Whatever instructions the spiritual master gives the disciple, he faithfully executes those instructions. And in this way, the disciple makes very rapid spiritual advancement very easily. There is no greater good fortune. Than to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. And to fully surrender yourself at his lotus feet. That I accept you as my guru. Kindly take me out of this material existence.
Mm-hmm.
So you must do that. You must find, you must seek out the bona fide spiritual master. You must learn how to recognize the bona fide spiritual master. And take shelter of his lotus feet. In this way, make your life perfect. Do not remain rotting in this material existence. Come back to home, back to Godhead. Spiritual master is waiting. He's simply waiting. When will you surrender? How long will you maintain your rascal independence? This he is wondering. He is wondering about your wandering. How long will you continue wandering in the cycle of birth and death? Actually, if we have the opportunity to surrender to Guru and we do not take advantage of them, if we have the opportunity to surrender to the spiritual master and we don't do it, that means we are a fool. So, when you have the opportunity to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, do not let that opportunity go away from you. You must take advantage of the bona fide spiritual master and fully surrender to him. Tadviganaratam saguru meva bhikatschat. That is the injunction of the Mundaka Upanishad. So, are there any other questions? Yes.
We all have a position in Krishna's pastimes, and when that position becomes revealed to us,
your actual identity in the pastimes of Krishna becomes revealed when you become a completely pure devotee. Not before that. There are some so-called gurus who want to tell you what is your rasa with Krishna. You must avoid such so-called gurus because they are your enemy. They don't know who you are in Krishna's pastimes. And they cannot reveal to you who you are in Krishna's pastimes. That will become revealed to you when your heart is completely pure. So now you should, now you know I am the servant of my guru. So you must simply become perfect in your service to your spiritual master. And actually, even in the spiritual world, you remain the servant of your spiritual master. Your relationship with him is an eternal relationship. So just be, now you know I am the disciple of such and such spiritual master. You simply must become perfect in your surrender at his lotus feet. And then when your surrender to him is absolutely perfect, by his mercy you will understand your eternal identity in the spiritual world. That's revealed to you by your guru. when you were ready for it. Any other questions?
I want to ask how we should just use such story, like a story about Maharaja Ambarisha. We can we cannot imitate, but how we can just use in our life such stories, such examples.
Yes, such wonderful pastimes we see of Maharaj Ambarish.
Mes matom reiškia tokius žaidimus kaip su Maharaja Ambarisha, kaip kad mes negalim juos imituoti, bet kaip mes gyvenime galim pritaikyti savo reiškia šitos istorijos.
He is the perfect example of someone who just completely took shelter of Krishna.
Maharaja Ambarisha yra pavyzdys tokį žmogų, kuris visiškai atsidavė Krishna.
He was fearless because he totally took shelter of Krishna.
Jis buvo bebaimis, todėl kad jis visiškai priėmė prieglobstį prie Krishna.
So we should never allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by fear.
Todėl mes patys neturim sau leisti, kad baimė apimtų mus.
We should simply take shelter of Krishna and we will become fearless.
Ir mes turim tiesiog stengtis priimti prieglobstį prie Krishna, su tam tik bebaimis.
Any other questions? You have any question more? You had a nice question yesterday. Did you read that verse, 434 Bhagavad Gita? Oh, very good. Do you have any questions about that verse?
I understand that just reading the book I can't achieve perfection. I should find a bona fide spiritual master. That's my understanding.
Yes. So how will you find one?
But kaip jūs surasit? Kaip jūs ieškosit?
Nu, aš jau jaučiu, einu tų kelių, kur jau. Nežinau, širdim jaučiu, kad teisingai einu.
In my heart, I feel that I on right path. I in right way. I now in heart I feel that I go it right way.
What is that right way?
Kas tai yra tikras kelias, kuris jaučia širdyje, kur jis eina?
Kas yra tikras kelias?
Kas jaučia širdyje?
Jeigu įsipildo mano svajonės, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, perskaičiau, nu ir atsiradau čia man jau didelis tabukas.
If I read something and I appear here, so it's a big, how is it? A big miracle to me.
Big miracle?
Yeah, big thing.
What is that big miracle?
That she has appeared here. She has read a book and appeared here, so it is a big, a huge achievement.
She feels that this is a great accomplishment, that she's come here and she's read the book. That's a fan. We have to congratulate you for coming here. Now you have the proper guidance. Simply take the instructions from the spiritual master and from the devotees. Learn from them how to make your life perfect. And we guarantee you will not take breath again. Now you must qualify yourself for initiation. You have to gradually take up all the practices. The devotees will teach you. You can start learning how to chant on the beads and how to offer your food to Krishna. And what? Radharani can show you how to chant on the beads. So there's some simple practices we all do that are given in the Bhagavad Gita, you see. You chant on the beads, you offer your food to Krishna, you bow down before the deities. At a certain point, when you're fixed in the basic practices, then you become initiated by the Guru. He will give you a spiritual name. You'll have a new name. To reaffirm your spiritual identity. So in this way we have a standard process. So are there any other questions? You have any questions? No questions? You have any questions?
What about initiation if in my heart still some material desires left?
Do you want to keep your material desires or get rid of them?
No, I
want
just...
Alright, you say, okay, Guru Maharaj, please, I'm taking shelter at your feet now because I want you to help me free my heart from all material desires.
Jūs galite pasakyti, okay, gerai, Guru Maharaj, aš tikrai noriu atsikratyti tos materialus troškimus, aš priimu visišką prieglobstį prie jūsų lotos.
The fact is, without Guru, you can never get free from those material desires.
Faktas yra tame, kad be dvasinių mokytojų jūs niekada neatsikratysit, neišvalysit savo širdį nuo materialių troškimų.
The only way to get free of those desires is to take shelter of Guru.
Vienintelis būdas, kaip atsikratyti tų materialių troškimų visiškai, tai priimti prieglobstį prie dvasinių.
So therefore you must take shelter of Guru now. And that's how you become free of those desires. As long as you are steady in following the regulated principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication and gambling. And are able to maintain 16 rounds every day. And then that is sufficient. Are you doing that? So how long have you been doing? Well, then you should become initiated. You should beg the spiritual master to accept you. Yes, you must do that. You must beg the spiritual master, please accept me. Any other questions?
She wants to know what relationship she should have with her son, because when she came here and she became Krishna consciousness, the son didn't. And should she give him a full free will to do whatever he likes, or he should, she should.
What is his age?
17.
Yeah, at that age, you gotta let him do what he wants. You share with him and encourage him to become Krishna conscious, but you can't force him at the age 17.
Jūs galite įkvėpti, jūs galite pasidalinti Krishna sąmonės su juo, bet jūs tokiu amžiu negalite jį priversti.
He's got a mind of his own now, he's a young adult.
Jis jau savo supratimą turi, kaip elgtis jam.
O jeigu jisai čia yra atėjęs, tai vadinasi, čia yra jo.
And if her son here also, that means that his choice that he come here.
Yeah, you should try to convince him to come. I mean,
no, he already here.
He's already here. This is him.
Yeah.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Yay. So your husband is also here.
My husband no, not here, but he, my husband not forbid me come here, but just
tolerates it.
Just stepping it.
Watching
what's happened.
Oh, you just watching.
Yeah, just watching.
Well, that's nice. Do you have any other children besides this nice young man here?
Yes,
he's the only child. He's a nice boy. That's nice. The father and the mother and the son are both here. That's very nice. What do you think of this philosophy?
Very nice.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good. So, yes, there are great father, great mother and son examples in our Vedic history. There's so many famous mother and son combinations. There's Mother Jasoda and Krishna. There's there's Devaki and what was his son? Kapila? Yeah, Kapila. Devahuti and Kapila. Yeah, there's so many great mothers and sons, huh?
Suniti and Dhruva.
Yeah, so many wonderful mothers and sons in Vedic history. So, so many mother sons are there. So you can be Vedic mother son. Very good. Mother son, Vedic mother son. And if this way, if you and your son both become very fixed in Krishna consciousness, your husband will be outnumbered, two against one. And he will also have to come.
Ir jeigu jūsų sūnumi tapsit Krishna sąmonė, tai praktiškai jūsų vyras bus vienas prieš dviejų.
This is the father, this is him. Where? No, he's not here. No. Okay.
Ir jis atės irgi čia.
Yes, but that's but if two people are really into something, you know, they say that the power of association.
I didn't say that. I said whether the son would like to practice.
Oh, she said, son said, philosophy okay, but he practice or
whether he would like to practice.
Yeah.
Oh, the son.
Yeah.
Well, in due course, if he keeps coming here and hearing and saying it's nice, then naturally he will take it up. If he can, in due course. Would you like to also take up the practices? Try some chanting on the beads? You like to try that also? Yes, he's also agreeing, so that's good. So in Radharani, you teach both of them.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Jai. Very nice. So anything else? And if you have any questions, either you speak English, either of you, mother and son. No. English, he says, speaks English. He said, that's nice in English. It's nice. Little, yeah. Tora. If you have any questions, you can, by Kundanath, you can ask him and he can send me an email. Or he can answer, or I can answer through. He can always personally ask me through you. I'll give you my email address. Yes. You ask him, and then he translate, and I can answer your question.
Jis gali klausti, aš mes galim persiųsti, jeigu mes turime mailą, jūs gali prašyti, jis atsakys tiesiog į klausimą.
Aš vakar žiūrėjau, yra rusų kalba, tai be problemų.
Yesterday she find in internet in Russian your site.
Oh,
Russian.
Very good. Yeah. Do you speak Russian then? Yeah. Oh, very good. Did you sign up yet?
Just to get information from your site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can actually sign, put your name and email address, and you'll get a regular newsletter in Russian language every day. It'd be nice that you can sign up and you'll get those. Get my daily meditations in Russian language every day. So, any other questions?
When new devotees start to practice, after some time, their parents become their enemies because they do not practice.
The parents become enemies?
Yeah, because they do not practice. Okay. And those new devotees call them demons and have some wars with them. And is it bad for the devotees? And what is how does it affect the devotees?
Actually, you shouldn't call your parents demons. Even if they're non-devotees, you must be respectful to them. Even if they are demons, you shouldn't call them demons. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one should worship one should offer respectful obeisances to one's parent. So any parents who give birth to a child who becomes Krishna conscious, those are not ordinary parents. The only persons who are qualified to have children as their devotees are actually very persons with great pious assets.
Asmenybės, kurie paskui vaikai tapo bhakti, jie turi praeityje susikopęs didelį gerą karmą.
They may be engaged in various sinful activities, but actually they have great pious credits to have a child that becomes a devotee.
Iš tikrųjų, galbūt jie užsima nuodėmingą veiklą, bet jie susikopė tokį, reiškia, dorybingą rezultatą, kad pas jų vaikai tapo bhakti.
So one should keep a nice relationship with them. Prabhupada actually said that we have our magazine Back to Godhead in English. He said that every parent should be given a subscription to Back to Godhead magazine.
Prabhupada sako, kad mes turim savo idėjami Back to Godhead žurnalą atgal namo pas Krishna. Ir Prabhupada sako, kiekvienas reiškia tėvas turi gauti tokį žurnalą.
We want that the parents will appreciate this movement.
Mes norim, kad tėvai įvertintų šitą judėjimą.
We should deal with the parents in such a way that they like this Hare Krishna movement. If they're not willing to hear the philosophy, then give them prasadam, give them very nice prasadam. Make them happy with Krishna consciousness on some level. Any other questions? Now we have upstairs, we have the darshan of Shishi Radha Damodara. You will get their darshan and also their Mahaprasad. So we will stop here and now proceed upstairs. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Shivam Sankarshan Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.